Okay, so the Gemara on Daf Yudam and Beis mentions briefly the sugya of paskening drunk, right? Hashoser v'yaz yayin al yoreh. So let's go through the basic sugya, the nature of the isser, some implications of that, and then, well, we'll call it a day on me giving shir for a target, at least this step. Okay, so there are two main Gemaras on the topic. One in Erevin, Samach Dalet, which is part of a larger sugya that goes for almost all blot. No, more than a blot, rather. And the other one is in Karisos, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Okay, so what is the context of the Gemara in Erevin? People, I assume, saw the Gemara in Erevin, right?
Yep. It's all about wine.
What about wine?
What?
It's not about mikdash. Not in Erevin. Maybe one of many things.
What's the difference between shikur and shatui?
It deals with shikur. What's the context of the Gemara? The whole, right? The whole diyun in the Gemara in Erevin is about what?
Wine.
What about wine? Not just about wine. About
effects of wine. Mm-hmm.
The effects of wine. The halakhic effects of being drunk. Right? There's a whole list of things that are discussed there. In addition to paskening, right? Paskening is just one example, right? If we just skim through parts of the Gemara, let's pull it up. Right, so the Gemara starts off for Amar Rav Nachman, Ma'alya Hashkama, Ma'alya Hashmaitza, Amar Rav Yudav Shmuel, Shaz Ravias, Yayin Al Yorav. So we have first, right, if you drink a Ravias of wine, you can pasken. And they will deal. Amar Nachman, lo maliyash ma'ita hana kamen lo shasin raviyas tachamra lo tzila daidi. That's not a good thing. When I drink wine, it makes my mind clearer. Amar le Rava, my time. Amar marhachi, Amar liyachav chanina ma'ita chsev raza. No, and it goes on about this, right? Fine. Then after that, you have Amar Rava Baravuna shasu yalispal. If you're drunk, you shouldn't daven. V'mispal tvilaso tvila. But if you daven, your tefillah works, but shikor, if you're really drunk, right, you can't daven. And if you do, then your tefillah is disgusting. In other words,
does this include hangovers and stuff, or is this only like when you're
drunk? Drunk. What?
It's a very specific question.
What?
It's a very specific question.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I mean, on Purim, this for many people will be a relevant question. I mean, not for me. I will probably re-give my anti-drinking shir before Purim, in case anyone has any speakers about my position. But, what?
I will attend that shir.
What's the difference between these two types of drunk? So they tell the story that they were leaving each other, right? And they said they should say it's Dvar Torah, because that's what you do. Father Chav Amar, Hechi Davi Shazri, Vehechi Davi Shikor, Shazri Kol Shiachol Davar Fnei HaMelech. So Shazri is, you have a little bit to drink, but you can still speak to the king. Shikor Kol She'enu Yachol Davar Fnei HaMelech. I when I thought I was giving share on this on yesterday, so Motzei Shabbos, I was sitting and having alcoholic apple cider, and I'm like, this is fun. This is ironic. I was like, how much of this can I drink before I can't give share? So then the Gemara, right, if you skip some lines, the Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, right, how do you get out of being drunk? So if you walk, or you sleep, it weakens the power of the wine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Lo Shanu El Shazir Kedei Revias. It's only if you only had a Revias, El Shazir Yosin Revias, but if you really drank a lot, Kol Shigen Shederach Torah Do, Shena Mishakar Do. Sleep and walking and traveling just makes you more drunk. V'derach Mil Mefika Yayin, then it goes to a whole discussion, is really true, that that a mill is enough to weaken the wine, and then go through all the story. And the Gemara eventually said, no, ktani miyash, losha milin, shiny ayin, italic, and mishakar tfei, depends on the wine. And if it's Italian wine, which is stronger, so then you need 3 mil, etc. Right? And then you continue, and later on the Gemara, Amar Avshesh, Mishom Reh Elazar ben Azariah, Yachal, and he lifters, kolulam, kulam, and adin, miyom, shakar, beis, and mikdash, bad achshav, if I wanted to, I could exempt the entire world from punishment since the time of the destruction of the beis, and mikdash, until now. Shenemar, that we say that our tribulations have made us drunk, which means that we're not responsible for our actions. How can you say that you have no responsibility if you're drunk, but we know that your sales work, so we even put you to death if you commit a capital crime. Malkos, Malkinoso, Klol Shadabra, Reukubech, Uchol Dvarab, we consider you a Bardas, Ela Shabbatim and Atvila, you just can't daven. So where it says, Mayachon Liftor, the Gamar, not me, me didn't feel it, just means good pattern from Tvila, Amar Rabbanina, Lotchandu, El Shalagilish, Cruzo Shalot. All this is if you didn't get to the point of Shechruzo Shalot, which is. Exactly, right? That's a very, very, very advanced stage of drunkenness. Aval higil ishkruzo shalot pater mi klub. Remi kulam. Right? You pater for everything. And then the Gemara says, right, Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Omar Rav, Kol Shein Daitim Mishavir Allah, Val Yisbal, Mishim Shnev Ratzal Yorah, Shmuel Lovat Nevesed is Beis Shechran. Shmuel wouldn't even daven in a house where there was beer. Okay, so what's the context of the Gemara Nehruvim? Right, like I said, it's a whole bunch of things that you can't do when you're drunk, when you have a little bit to drink, when you've had a lot to drink, when you're totally smashed, right, different gradations. So if I only had the Gemara in Erev and I asked you, why can't you paskin drunk? What's the nature of the yeser? What would you say? What would your guess be from context? No.
You can't think straight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very practical halacha. Right? Just look, someone who's drunk, can't be held liable for crimes he commits. He can't be considered to be of sound mind enough to carry out monetary transactions. He shouldn't daven. So too, we can't paskin. Paskining is something that takes cheshbonos, it takes calculation, it's not an easy thing to do. You need to be a chacham shegiyah lehora. If people were at Rosh Hechter's, right, he went on for a very long time about how you have to be a chacham shegiyah lehora, you have to know kol ha'tarah kula, you have to know, you know, all of hilchos shmita, and hilchos brachos, and hilchos, he brought a whole bunch of other examples, right, and hilchos kashrus, and hilchos shabbos, and erchin. Whatever.
Everything.
Everything. Right? And psak can be hard, right? Sometimes it's very easy, right? Some shahs are very easy, and some are really not so easy, right? Some are, you open up Shulchan Aruch, and we'll get back to this. Maybe fair sifim and Shulchan Aruch. Some of them are not that way. I don't know how many shahs you've encountered. Shahs are complicated. Right? So it's something that you need to think about. So if I read the Gemara in Erevin, I would have assumed that from the context, that purely what is the iser, why is there an iser to paskin drunk? Simply, you can't think straight. You can't do it. Okay? That's the Gemara in Erevin. I put, just for fun, right, the Rambam's famous passage in Nebuchadnezzar, where he describes what exactly happens to a person when he's drunk. Right, we'll read this for fun. Right, wine may be treated as food if taken as such, but to form parties for the purpose of drinking wine together must be considered more disgraceful than the unrestrained conduct of persons who in daylight meet in the same house, undressed and naked, for the natural action of the digestive organ is... Okay, I don't even know what happened. What? So I don't know what happened here. Whatever. Depends on the free will of an evil, indispensable to me. Well, oh, here I have it better here. Okay. For the natural action of the organ is indispensable to man. He cannot do without it. While drunkenness depends on the free will of an evil man. To appear naked in the presence of other people is misconduct only according to public opinion, not according to the dictates of reason. While drunkenness, which ruins the mind and the body of man, reason stamps as a vice. You therefore, who desire to act as human beings, must keep away from it and even from speaking of it. Wine is known, that's what it does, right? It confounds your reason, right? Reason is the essence of the human being. So once you are drunk, right, you can't do anything, right? The Rambam thinks it's worse than running around naked because that, you know, whatever, that's just a convention, right? Whatever. But being drunk, not being able to think, that hits at your core, that hits at your identity. And that's really the context you would get from the Gemara in Erevin. Okay? Now the Rambam says similar things in Hilchos Deos. Fine. But there's another Gemara. Right? The Gemara in Krisos Daf Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and the Gemara there implies something very different. Right? The Gemara, the Mishnah there said, Shasir Revi'is Yayin, V'nichlas Mamikdash, V'shakadechilas Pras, Chayiv. If you drink Revi'is of wine, and you go into the Mikdash, and you wait for the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras of food, whatever time that is, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, post-commission Shurim, then you're Chayiv. And in that context, the Gemara says, V'lech Romer, Ten Rabbanan, Yayin V'shechar Al-Teisht, wine and other alcoholic beverages do not drink. Yachal fuel galshu. I might have thought that this is a usher, even if you have only a little bit. Afil migito, even if you have it before it's settled. Right, you take it from the barrel while it's still settling, while it's still fermenting. Tamul omer v'sheichar. Ein usher ela kedei l'shaker. It's only usher once it can actually intoxicate. It comes to kedei l'shaker. And how much intoxicates? Revi'is yain min mem yom. It's revi'is of yain of this type of wine, a 40-day-old wine. Imkein matamul omer yain. So then why does it say wine? Lomer l'chashim muzharin alav kolshu muzharin alav megito. Say that wine, it's usher, right? You're not chaya, but it's usher if you even have a little bit, and even megito. Rav Yehuda amar yayin, ein le'al yayin, shar meshakra minayin. Rav Yehuda says wine we derive from the pasuk wine. Other things that make you drunk from where? Tamal lomar v'shechar, imkein ma tamal lomar yayin, imkein ma tamal lomar yayin, al yayin b'misa v'al shar meshakin b'azhara. That wine, if you drink wine or the mikdash, then you're chayiv misa. If you drink other alcoholic beverages, it's only usher. Right, don't drink it in the way that makes it intoxicates you. If you didn't drink it straight, or you diluted it, so you're potter. But my pliki tanakama sever garmina sheikhar sheikhar minazer. He was a low gal yellow sheikhar sheikhar minazer. Relazer sever my sheikhar. Me do the mishaker. Then the work continues, right? Come on, Azla, the Tanya called the Vela Kiilis, right? If you eat this solid alcoholic food, Vishazid Vasho Khalav, Vinichlas Mikta Vishimesh Loke, I will put in brackets the question of Khalav. I don't know why Khalav is Mashakir, I really have no idea. There is a Chuvan Rabavadi Yosef where he was asked, are you allowed a paskin after you've had coffee with milk? Because the Gemara says that chalav is part of is somehow intoxicating, and he says, "Well,
warm milk makes you tired."
I that was my guess. I mamish have no idea. Ravadia says the Rapasha that it is mutter. He's never seen anyone who is makbid not to paskin after they've had milk. What? What?
You ask because they're all hyped up on milk.
Exactly. Right. She makes loke. Come on, give right. What? It could be. I mamish have no idea. Right. And in this context, right, the Gemara adds that you also can paskin. Right. If you skip down a little bit, the Gemara says, "Lahavdil bein hakodesh bein achal." What does it mean? Lahavdil bein hakodesh bein achal. Elu domin ve'erchen. Charamin ve'agdejus bein hatame bein hatar. Elu tmeos v'taros lahoros zuhara. As kol hachukim elam midrashos asher dibar Hashem zu alacha biyad Moshe ze Talmud yachol af haMishnah Talmud lomar lehorot v'yosi Rabbi Yehuda amar yachol af Talmud Talmud lomar lehorot. Right, so you're not allowed to paskin. Right, come on, Azad Dani yatzasher stamev it's Friday atar shas yain morim ben hara neimer Rabbi Yehuda evil rabbanim yildin rabbanim eshan yachol zilkar beirafu. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, if you think that it's Azar paskin when you're drunk, then who was the author of this brisa that says that you're allowed to declare that a sheretz is tamei and that it's Friday is tahar, that you're allowed to paskin? Is that only Rabbi Yosi who doesn't seem to hold it this drush? The Gemara says, no, it's even Rabbanan who think that it is Azar to paskin when you're drunk, but this is different because Zilkari Beiravu. What does Zilkari Beiravu mean? That's what it means. What does it literally mean?
Go call it.
Beirav. Go on, you guys did the Gemara increases. What? No, go read in the yeshiva. Go learn in the yeshiva, meaning it was what they learned when they were kids, right? It's psukim, right? Zilkar Beiravu. Right? Beirav was the, like the elementary schools, like the cheder, and psukim, beferis psukim, of what's tamei, what's tahor, that's like everybody knows, because all of you know chumash, cold. Good. This was always a hang-up of mine in yeshiva, that many of my friends had not finished Chumash. I'm just going to assume that we've had Aliyas Hadoros and Achshar Dara, as the Gemara says, and everybody here has finished Chumash many times and knows it cold.
Of course.
Good. Good. I am glad that the Shtika Kehoda and everyone is much of this. And if it's not, yeah. Okay. The same is true parenthetically for Sanach, but we'll settle with Chumash for a little bit. Amar Rav Alach Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. I didn't rav not paskin for a whole day. Whenever Rav did, it was psak, so he couldn't even teach. Okay. So here, this Gemara has a few additions. First of all, we derive it from a pasuk by entering the Mikdash. Second of all, here we have a few additions. First of all, we find out there are certain things you can paskin, namely things which are in the category of Zilkari Beirav. Right, you can paskin things which are called Zilkari Beirav, right, which are so obvious that, and we'll get to that. Right, and also that here, right, that someone who basically every time he teaches, right, like Rav, he ends up paskining, or his, what he says is taken as psak, he can't even teach Torah. Right, so that's the additions we have in our Gemara. Now, the Gemara has a discussion before the drinking, before the paskining, though, in this Gemara, and it notes that the issur of entering the mikdash doesn't just include people who drank arvias. What else does it include? No, I mean, just in terms of wine, it includes people who
could be drinking less
had anything, right? The issur misa is only by arvias, but a little bit of wine is at least usur d'oraisa, right? Musharin Allah. So if I asked you, in the context of the mikdash, right, why is it usur to drink before you go into the mikdash? Is it simply because your mind is not clear? No. Right? Because things which don't make you drunk, a little bit of wine, are still usur, right? Or still, or at least potentially usur, right? That's the deal. But the Gemara, right, in the context of the Gemara in Erevin, this is very odd. The thing about the context of the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara is not just talking about all the bad effects of you not being able to think when you're drunk. Right? What else do you find in the Gemara in Erevin? You find the Gemara recognizing gradations, but what are they all gradations of? Being drunk, right? How unclear are you thinking right now? Are you a little bit unclear? Are you tipsy? Are you smashed? Are you so smashed that you sleep with your daughters and not realize? Right? I find it very disturbing there that there are achronim who actually think your chiyuv on Purim is ad shechrusu shalot. I don't think they realize the point of the psukim that you're not supposed to get to shechrusu shalot. But okay, that's fine. So the Gemara in Erevin is clearly talking about the practical effects of drinking, because, and that's why it has a practical discussion of, right, how drunk can you be? What if you have different types of wine? If you have regular yain, if you have yain italki, if you walk one meal, you have to walk three meal. How long does it take for the wine to wear off? If you go to sleep, if you travel, and the Gemara increases, right? You actually have the opposite discussion. Okay, Revius is obviously usur. Other things which are mashaker are usur. But, first of all, you have the chumrah that even things which are less than arvias, which don't make you drunk, are potentially asmi d'oraisa. And you also, what other else do you have in the discussion? The Gemara is not sure of the status of
other
alcohols. And the Gemara has to go through a deal. If we were just talking about a practical halacha, you shouldn't go into the mikdash when your mind is not clear. You can't have yira, so then should there even be a havamina that there's a difference between yayin v'sheikhar? No, but the Gemara has to go through a diyun. So if I asked you, the simplest read of the Gemara in Krisos, at least by vis-a-vis Avoda, why is it usher to go into the mikdash when you've had wine? Is it, what is it? Why?
Because you don't know.
No, right? I mean, the Gemara says, right, it's even usher to rise if you had a little bit. Right? I mean, it's presumably the reason the Isser exists is primarily because if you're drunk, you won't have das, and it's a horrible thing. But there's something more than that, right? There's something inherently wrong about drinking wine. Wine, which is a midi de meshaker, is something that is associated with being drunk, is associated with not having das, is associated with the inability to have yira hamikdash, yira shamayim, whatever. Right, simply being associated with that when you go into the mikdash is itself problematic, right? We can steal from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara, for example, had a distinction like this by Tvila. Right? We had a similar, right, two levels by Tvila. The Gemara said, if you're drunk, really drunk, so then, right, if you're drunk a little bit, so lechatchila you shouldn't daven, but if you daven, you're yotze. Tvila is no tvila. But what if you're drunk? So the Gemara says what?
Toeva.
Right, so there's something about drinking, right, that inherently, right, is mituav, right? And yes, right, it's more of a toeva if you're actually drunk, but it seems like, especially in the context of Mikdash, that in addition to the practical element, there's a fundamental element being associated at this moment with wine, with alcohol, with things that make you drunk, especially yain, which is the paradigm, right? It essentially makes you mitu av. Now, that's the formulation of a lot of acharonim. If you are for some reason really, really interested in this, so get all the implications. There's this sefer which I'm sort of in shock that it exists, but I remember I came across it once in the library in YU. The exact title was, was it Shechrut Mahalacha? What is it? Let me see the exact title. Do I have it? It is Sefer. I think I have a little bit of it here. Yes, Shtiyah v'Shechrut Bahalacha. And Volume 2 was, I think, about...
Volume 2?
Yeah, Volume 2 was, I think, about drugs. And I remember I saw this in the library. It was like three huge volumes. I was learning the subject of drinking on Purim. So I was looking around the library. What is there? So I searched for Shechrus, and I found this book. And it was next to another book. I think there's actually three volumes. I don't even remember what the third volume is.
Maybe it was actually skewers.
What?
Maybe it was actually skewers. Drinking and rentals and halacha.
Shtia v'shichrut b'halacha.
Yeah, skewers.
So if you look in that book in Chelek Aleph, on page Kuf Yud Gimel, you'll see that he basically says this, right? He suggests this, right? That perhaps there are two. I only discovered this particular passage last night. I knew of this book, but I cannot bring myself to read the whole thing. It's insane. It's endless.
Is it in the library in English too?
Oh, I have no idea. I assume it is. We have a lot of books. What?
Okay.
I want to tell a story, but I don't want it recorded, so I'll tell it afterwards. Once I turn the recording, just remind me afterwards of what that reminds me of. What?
Is this recording?
Yes. Don't worry. You can't hear people in the back. It's okay. And I won't say what your name is. Even they couldn't hear it. Okay, but what? Yeah. They can't hear you. It's okay. What? Let's see. That was at 22 minutes. If you want, you can go and you can erase it. Okay. Okay. Fine. So, right. So the other way of taking it is to say that there's something fundamental about being associated with alcohol that is inherently problematic. Now the question is, right, how seriously do we take the drasha and krisos? Because if our analysis of avoda is correct, then you would assume that it would have hashpahot in addition to
or Sanhedrin.
What? It was krisos. Right? That in addition to this claim being true by avoda, it could spill over into the nature of poskening. Now, who, for example, takes that position about poskening, right, that he takes the drasha very seriously, and it's not just an asmachta, but in fact we derive the iser of poskening straight from the mikdash? Two very important people. There's a lot of important people. I gave you two. I didn't give you Tosfos. You're right. Tosfos does, right? But who, right? Who else? We'll come back to Tosfos. Tosfos is short, and Tosfos is very important. We'll come back to it in a minute. Who says it very, very clearly? The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, right? The ones that say it very, very clearly and very, very extensively, right? The Rambam, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Aleph, says Kol Kohen Akasher LaAvoda. Any kohen who is kosher lavoda imshav to yain aser lalachnes he kalis min amizbeach vilifnim, he can't enter the mikdash. Right, that's halacha aleph. Halacha bet is hayashigra mishar mishakin amishakrin. If he had anything else that is alcoholic, also aser lachnem mikdash. Right, but it's not in mechala. Right at the end of the halacha in mechala, avodah el shikrim. And yayin, right, he mentions the distinctions between yayin and other mishakrim. And then halacha gimel, he says ukishem sha'aser lekohen liyikanes lemikdash b'bnei hashichros, just like it is aser for a kohen to go into the mikdash when he is drunk. Kach aser lechol adam ben kohen ben yisrael la'oros kishu shasu. You cannot paskin when you are drunk. Afilu ochal tamarim, even if you had alcoholic dates. Oh, shasay chalav, or you drank milk. I have no idea. No idea. Again, I didn't really want to get into it. If you are interested, you can look at the Shuvin Yabi Omer. It is Chelik Dalid in Arachayim Simin Yud Bet in Os Yud Gimel. What? Go ahead, go get milk and drink a few cups and tell me whether you're drunk. It's fine.
It's true.
Taka. But whatever, okay. And your mind is not clear. Al Yora. You can't paskin Shanaemar Lahorot Ibn Israel, Vim Horeb Davarish Batara. And if you paskin about something that's actually explicit in the Torah, you do that tzdukim to the point where the tzdukim are modeh. Where else, by the way, do we see this formulation? Yitzi?
Wait, what?
What Masechta do we find this from?
Ali Horios.
Thank you, good. Horios. Right, this is where we get it because the context of Masechta Horios is. Is psa'ak, right? Is mistaken psa'ak, which means a good part of the Masechta is devoted to the question of defining psa'ak. What is psa'ak? Right, so the way he understands Zilkar Be'rav is something which is Mefurish Bat Torah, and therefore the Tzukim are Modeh. Then you'll let a Paskat Gagon, Horesh, Asher, Tzami, Vartzver, Deh, Tor, Vadam, Aser, Vechayot, Zibedeh. You say all these obvious things, like you say which of the Shratzim are Tameh, because everyone here knows all the Shratzim by heart, and if you know that Tzverdeh is not. What? Yeah, good luck. I don't know. Fine. Halacha dalad umut l'shikor l'lamei Torah, but you are allowed to teach Torah. This did once happen to me in YU. I wasn't drunk. One of the teachers was drunk and came in and said, you know, I was at a simcha last night and there wasn't enough alcohol, so I had to make up for it before I give class, and then proceed to give class when they were drunk.
So, are you serious?
Yes.
And I had to make up for it.
What? That's why I didn't say the name.
No word but here.
What? It was very interesting.
Yeah.
What? Anyways. I don't know whether he was serious. I think he was, but who knows? If you're someone who always paskins and people will take your shiras, psak, so then. So then you aren't even allowed to teach Torah because they'll take this psak. And then anyway, goes, brings the stuff from Erevin, but if you sleep or you mixed it and it's weak, etc., so then it's already mutter. Okay. Similarly, this is, right, the same thing comes up in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah and Gimel, right, where he includes it in the Mitzvah. I don't have to read it again. The Chinuch also says it, right? Mitzvah kufn and bet shalachnes shaloli kanes shu yayin b'mikdash v'chein shalol yorah shazur, right? The title of the mitzvah, don't come to mikdash and don't paskin drunk. Now, he gives an expression to this formulation of it, that it's not just about being drunk, right? But there's something fundamental, right? He says, v'shorim shemitzvah yadua, shein roi l'tasek v'dvar ma'yikar metachar ha'yoker kimon yanei mikdash v'dajar rak v'eja adam yushu v'daydim v'chobin v'chomaydim v'narach v'dvarim shutim, right? So he actually gives an explanation for why your mind has to be clear, but he starts the petach for that direction. He said, things which are betachar ha'yoker, right? They're inherently more valuable, right? So you need to approach them. It's not just that they require concentration, but that, right, they're tachalika, they require something more, right? There's something inherent about them that requires cognizance, right? And then, right, the extension would be, even if you're not actually drunk, right, once you're in that mindset, it's already a shemetz of a problem. I put in parentheses, right, that the last line, the chinuch, is very, very famous and in modern discourse, because parenthetically, he says something very important. Did anyone actually get to the end of the chinuch? Since I know people claim that they finished all the Makara, so what was the end of the chinuch that's very important? The chinuch, in context of who this mitzvah applies to, says, who does the mitzvah apply to? Thank you, right? And he says, Rav Noah gives her his mikdash shechus man by his chamer kevos. When the issue of going to the mikdash applies in the time of the bias to men and women, ubenias ha'ora b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zecharim b'cheng b'isha chachama ruuya la'oros. Right? Men or women who can pass it. It's a famous sheet of the chinuch. It's hidden here in the middle of the mitzvah of not entering the mikdash drunk, but there's a reason it comes up. I remember I once mentioned this chinuch, and for some reason the people that left the shir were under the impression that my shita was that women could get smicha. I was like, I don't understand. I literally was giving a shir on reading a chinuch about paskening drunk. I read the end of the chinuch, and then suddenly, totally unclear. That is not my position, whatever. I'm not even going to talk about this.
It's not your position?
What?
It's not your position?
That's not my position. It's not my position. I'm just not weighing in on my position. I don't have a position. How about that? I have no position on this topic. What? It's wonderful. Yes, but that you didn't need me to read the chinuch to know that I believe that's true. You just had to know my family. My wife is in the UITZ program. Yes. Okay. Okay, so those are the two essential models, right? One is to say that the problem of passing drunk is simply that you need to be able to concentrate and that you can't. The other one is to say, no, there's something more than that, that it's related to Kedusha. And just like by the Mikdash, maybe the Karon, the reason that there's an Isser is because you should have concentration when you're in the Mikdash, etc. But we extend it, right? That even if you have a little bit, it's already answered. Now, Tosa says something in Krisos. What does Tosa say in Krisos?
It only applies to Suvet, and not in Emunot, because it's not...
That, no, that's Tosa and Sanhedrin. What does Tosa and Krisos say? Come back to Tosa and Sanhedrin in a minute. Right? Oh, you didn't see Tosa and Krisos. Okay, fine. I really should have put this on. I'm sorry. Did I copy and paste it for myself so that I wouldn't have to look for it? Probably. Good. Right, so the Gemara on the Tosos in Krisos says, "Amar Rav alacha kibrilazar v'im tomar ha'amar Rav achal tamarim al yore." Right, so he said, right, he assumes an exact equation between psak and mikdash. So the Gemara there had said that what the fundamental iser applies to wine, but there's a secondary answer by Shamar Shakrim. What the problem is, right, you guys did the Gemara in Ksuvos and the Gemara in Ksuvos, right, where we find Ashoz Revi'ez Al Yoreh, what's the context? What is he drinking? Tmarim, which is not wine. So doesn't that imply that there's not an exact equation? The Gemara doesn't mention it. Sotoso says, the Yishlomar, Dahasa Midira Banan, Aval Minat Torah, Yayin, Dafka, just like there's a distinction by Avoda, that the Iker Isser is by wine, and there's a secondary Isser by Sharma Shakrin, so too by the Isser of Al Yoreh, the same thing is true, right? Which again indicates that Tosos is taking the decision of the Rambam and the Chinuch, that fundamentally the reason you can't Paskin is because it's a related to an avoda, and therefore you can have formal rules, right? It's not just I can't think. If I can't think straight, there's no difference between wine or date beer or coffee and milk if that happens to get you drunk. If you think there's a formal aspect to it, so then you can at least entertain the possibility that there is a difference, right? That yayin is for some reason the paradigmatic Mishaker, and therefore it is the formal Isser, everything else is Darabanan, it's secondary, etc. Okay? Now, who, by the way, even in the Sugya in Krisos, and in the Sugya in Ksuvos, and pretty much everywhere, thinks that Paskening drunk is, the problem with Paskening drunk is only about practicality? Rashi. Right, Rashi, even the Gemara in Ksuvos, in the Gemara in Krisos, which is where you would talk about a formal quasi avoda like psul, right? How does he frame it? Yeah, you're tarud, right? That's his formulation in Ksuvos. Right? Here he says you won't be able to concentrate. Okay. So now, what are some other nafkaminas, right? First one we already saw is it possible that something should be aser with less than RVS when you're not drunk? Or is it possible that the formal aser would not apply to something which is mishaker, but it's not wine? Right, that we've already seen. Now, what is the, right, what are the other nafkaminas? I gave you a few of them. Right, what could they be? Right, what would be the difference? Right, what would be the difference if you hold that it's a formal iser, an iser mitu'al, right, or just practical? So, yeah.
Non-alcoholic wine or less alcoholic?
Less alcoholic wine. Right, so who dealt with this question? Chumas Hadeshin. Right, who's Chumas Hadeshin, by the way?
Chumas Hadeshin.
Opposing.
Thank you. Yes. Is there lying? Yeah. Is there lying? Is there lying? Not clear. Right? It's very, very important. Bozek, right, he's quoted. He is a Bozek. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem.
What?
You don't even remember his real name.
I think is Yehuda Israelin or Israel Israelin? I'm freezing now because he had a Talmud who was also an Israelin. You're looking it up. Good. And he's quoted, you'll see, like every sif in Shulchan, right, is from the Chumash Hadeshin. Chumash Hadeshin was a very, very influential Bozek. There is a question of whether, in fact, he ever, these are Shailas, or they were made up, written by himself to write Psakim. That is true. Right? We don't know. Okay.
Is this Israel?
Good. So he was asked the following question. Ha darmin shaser veis al yo yayin al yore inoik dinze avayeno shalanu im la. Does this apply to our wine? The assumption is that our wine is
weaker.
Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
No. According to Mordechai, it's not true.
It's true because it's a
Mordechai. According to Mordechai.
Yeah, no, but it's not true.
So I had this fight with Alex. Alex told me it's not true. It's impossible. It's impossible. What is that? No, it can't be. Wine maxes out at a certain level of alcohol. So I looked it up. You always have to look up and see us. I don't know whether it is true, but I know it's definitely possible. Right now, average wine alcohol content is? No, that's not average. Average is? About 10 to 13. Right, 10 to 13, most wines are 10 to 13. The reason that most wines come to that wine content is because a combination of two factors. What? No. I mean, maybe, but the fundamental reason is because why all of our wines tend to end up there. There are two very important components of winemaking that would lead that to be true. One is?
Fermentation.
That's even more basic. Yes, the fermentation. To ferment something, you need two things.
Time.
You need grapes, and you need the yeast, right? That's what you need, right? That's what you need. And our grapes, the way they've been bred over the last hundreds of years, have a certain amount of sugar, right, which turns into a certain percentage of alcohol, and the yeast that we have has been bred for hundreds of years to lead to that type. The maximum amount of alcohol in a wine that is considered not a high alcoholic wine, but a normal wine is 14%, right? That's where the 14 comes in, right? Wine snobs don't drink anything that's above 14% because it's too intense, with certain exceptions like Chardonnays or something, I don't know, whatever, right? Even nowadays, certain types of grapes will lead us naturally to 18-19%, right? We have wines which are 22%, right, Bezar, but naturally we're talking 18-19%. So if you think about it, right, very simply, if our average wine is 10-13%, right, so let's say it's possible, Chazal had similar, right, 10-11%, right, that, you know, or Nachalal, the Rishonim had similar, right, because we've been doing this for hundreds of years. So Rishonim have wine that is not so different from us, right? Our wine culture is however many hundreds of years, but let's say that Rishonim, the Achronim, right, Israelin is living 15th century, right, the wine is pachori there the same, 11-12%. And let's say Chazal had the slightly stronger, 18-19%. Is that a significant difference? Yeah, that's a very significant difference for people who drink wine. Right, the difference between Moscato d'Asti, right, and Well, wine, right? Right? Let's just be straight here, right? Miscar d'Asti is, what, 5.5%, right? Regular wine is approximately 12%, right? So the difference between Miscar d'Asti and 12% wine and 12% wine and 19% wine, about the same. That should give you an idea of how much stronger their wines could potentially have been, maybe more. But I looked it up just to see whether it was possible. In fact, it is possible. I don't know whether it's true, but it is possible. Okay? And I have no way of proving it. I have absolutely no idea. But I did spend like half an hour trying to figure this out. You can ask the people at the winery. I have no idea. Okay, maybe there is some way of telling. I really don't know. Reb Mordechai claims it's not true.
So Reb Mordechai said the same thing, but he also brought the fact that the Gemara and Pesachim talks about diluting wine to like one in four parts
water,
which one wine,
right.
one part wine, four parts water, which sounds like it, I mean, that would more than compensate for the
fine, but it sounds like whatever they're. That's possible. But I just looked up whether it was possible that they had stronger wines than we do. It is possible. I don't know.
So the yacht they're talking about is Havayim Yom.
So it's possible that it's not as fermented. There's good reason to think that it's not true. But I looked up to see whether it was possible. In fact, it is possible. Right? Now, but there are times when we also have wine that's very, very new. And whether the higher percentage wines, parenthetically, you know how we make them. Right? No, actually not. Dessert.
The distillation.
No. Dessert wines, right? Like real dessert wines, not Miscar d'Asti, but like dessert wines, like heavily sweet wines, right? Why are they so sweet? And high alcohol, right? They're both high, right? Which shouldn't happen, right?
Added sugar, added sugar.
It's actually added brandy, right? What you do is you add brandy. Now, what does that do? You raise the alcohol content, which then does what?
Makes it sweeter.
Stops fermentation. Right? Right, because fermentation only happens a certain amount. So if you add brandy, it stops the fermentation. But if it stops the fermentation, two things happen. Right, first of all, there's less natural alcohol. The alcohol comes from outside, which happens to be stronger. It's like 22% or something. But also, what's more important, why is it so sweet?
The sugar
hasn't changed to alcohol. Right, you artificially add it. Okay. If you guys go to the Golan, when I was in Chenabet, we went to the Golan Winery. Which is where I learned the basics of winemaking, and then I think I went to the tour at some point at the Yekiv here, and then I looked it up online for Shir to try to figure out exactly what do we do with wine.
What?
Lahav and Laharos. What? I was never in Chai Shir, and he didn't make it, Mashon Abed.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. Why? Oh, it was Shemitah.
Oh.
Right? Same thing.
But the Shir that apparently they made during Elul's month.
That's not
true. Right, so that no, they're doing Elzmon, but by
so
normal.
Next year.
Unless we could do, yes, you do Otzer Bet. I don't know. Unless you want to make Otzer Bet, then wine, you could do that. We didn't do it when I was in Yeshiva. Whatever, fine, we didn't do it. Must be enough to say we didn't do it. But anyway, back to the Truman Sedition. So it is possible. I don't know whether it's actually true between the diluting and the. Also, potentially a factor in this decision would say it may not be that Chazal's wine was stronger, but. What is true? Probably.
Maybe they're tolerance.
Less tolerant.
Yeah, they may have been smaller, right?
Smaller.
What?
They were probably smaller. Just
I mean, how much hey, look, it's, everything's relative, right? The tall people then pervades are my height. Like, let's be honest here. Whoa. This is like when you go to the tours of you know, like revolutionary American, they're like, they were all giants, they were 5'1". I'm like, that sounds great to me. Like, wonderful. Okay. The Chumash Adeshin says, Chuva, Yira Delphimash Mosa Dominant, Yira Deish Lachag, and Yenish Alanu. I think that the difference is between our wines and theirs, Yenish Alayim, Shayu Chazakim Harbei, because their wines were very, very strong. Again, I don't know whether it's true, but it's at least possible. Mish Shakran, Haverik, Adar Machak Tamudabayan Layayan. Now, note, where does he prove that there's a difference between strong and weak wine? Which Gemara? Erevin. Because you take Erevin into a controlling Gemara, what is the distinct feel you get from the Gemara and Erevin? That it's practical. If it's practical, then what is it what does a practical halacha require?
Categories, applications.
Good, practical applications. Very good, very good. I know this is like a terrible thing among briskers, but practical halachas require practical common sense, right? No, not eh. Not eh. That's what it does. That's the nature of Pesach, right? Were you not listening to Schechter? Come on, this was Friday night, this was Tish. I don't know if it was Shabbos day. Was it Shabbos day? No, I think we're talking about Shabbos day, but okay. The Gemara shining, I need talk of Shachar Fedi brings a good proof. There's a good proof in the Gemara that it's practical in Erevin that the Gemara itself distinguishes between right, regular wine and And then Yain Italki, the Italian wine, was apparently more alcoholic, who knows? The cave and the machalkin and lechomra, he can maimar, do it in lakula. And he said, look, if you can be machalik lechomra and say that something more alcoholic is more of a problem, then kanira, the same thing is true. Lakula, simple, right, straightforward. The initial London Lamashaka Kulehai. Now he just skipped down here. Says, Achkashali, Dim Kain, Smagu, Smag, Vashire, the Kazubsak, Shadravina, Yorbistam, Lochalko, Bayenos. I, none of the Ashkenazi Rishonim said this. Right, remember, Rishal Israelite is Ashkenaz here, right? Important. Right, so he's quoting all of the German post game, right? The Smag and the Smag. I'm sorry, Asher. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, he's Ashkenazi. But I once had this dispute with... I once had a 3-hour dispute with a very hardcore Taimani who informed me that the Bali HaTosfers were Mazayif the Mesura because the only legitimate Mesura came from Alfasi to Maimon to... No, yeah, to Ibn Megas to Maimon to Rambam. This is what he told me, and that the Ashkenazim were Mazayif the Mesura, and therefore I was like, okay. He founded the Andalusian Liberation Front. It's very strange.
Whoa,
okay, we're really intense here. The Andalusian Liberation Front.
What's that
part? What? Andalusian. Like Andalusia. You know, that part of Spain. Okay, unclear. Fine. Or he's part of it. I don't know if he's founded it. It's a movement that's around. Who knows? Fine. And it wasn't, right? And they didn't. Why did they distinguish? Because they didn't know, right? They weren't sure. Right? The pshita dim yishtim menu harbin mishaker. Like it's true that if you drink a lot of our wine, it will be mishaker. Lefish lo yadu lasa shir b'davar kama yishtim yasalaros stamu devrayim alolim yishlamer derviyah shumua ein lasari inushalotu. And therefore, the Truman Sedesh and Paskins la halacha that if you have a revius of his wine, which was not as strong, he claimed, it is mutter. So Truman Sedeshin takes very, very clearly which position, that it is ach virak. Right, ach virak practical. You can or you can't think clearly. That's it. Fine. But of course, if you pasca, right, there could be a good reason why the smak, the Rambam, right, didn't mention the distinction, which is, it might not be true. It might not be true. Why wouldn't it be true? Either for practical reasons that even a little bit of wine, right, is mevalvel as a seichel, or it's formal, just like the Gemara says that there's already nisr daraisa. If you drink a little bit, which is obviously not mishaker, right, then kal vachomer, right, you know, a little, a shot is not going to get you know to the point where you can't think. A shot of pretty much anything, right? Yesh ladon, unlike that stuff, that garbage that's 95%, 190 proof, that's basically, you know, medical grade alcohol. What? No, it's 96%. Rubbing alcohol is 96%. But there people drink this stuff that's like 95%. What?
It's a different type of alcohol.
Oh, it's terrible. Yes, but it's also, whatever, it's also like 96%, whatever it is. It's terrible. Oh. Okay.
Have you ever had it?
What? No, I've been in the room when someone was drinking it. It was bad enough. It's like, ugh. No, I like wine. I don't like, you know, I don't like rubbing alcohol that was turned into a drink. It's disgusting. Ugh. Like, in kvar, you should have, you know, a little bit of dignity. Drink something that tastes good. Like, ugh. What? What? Oh my god. Ugh. I remember I had someone once in a bunk, who was in camp with me, who was not the world's most intelligent person, and was convinced through placebo that he was drunk after accidentally swallowing some Listerine. And it took like 10 hours to undo the drunkenness. It was totally placebo. It was like, obviously, this much. Right. Terrible. Okay. Another nafkamina could be, right, the types of thing you paskin, right? Once you start talking about formal rules that, right, as the Chinuch said, these are things which are a bit tachlis hayoker. They're in the supernal realms. So it could be that we can distinguish amongst different types of psak, right? It's clear. If you're totally shikr and you can't concentrate, you can't paskin for everything. But it could be that the formal isurim only apply to certain types of psak. Who raises that? Tosfos. Right, Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Based in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Right, Israel, and the Gemara has a phrase that Tosfos picks up on, which is, come on, people. Anyone have a Sanhedrin? You can read it. Or should I pull it up?
At least he's got it. Give him a lot of 5 minutes.
Yeah. The first half has to crash once.
Right.
Yeah. What does Joseph say? It tells his set basis on himself on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say?
Something very intelligent.
What?
Something very intelligent.
And that's always a good guess with Tosfos. We have a sound engineer? I want to get the phrase exactly right. There we go. It's okay, Yitzi's getting it done. I can pull out my Barlana if I need to. Oh, did I copy it for myself? I usually do. Oh, I did. Yes, I did. I don't know. I always do this. Okay, fine. Tamar says, Yain my time alone, Rabacha Brachanina, Markra, Villa Rose, Neme, Shechar, Ha'uskim, Rose, Shalom, Al Yishakru. If you're involved in Razo Shalom, what's the Razo Shalom?
The secrets of the world.
The secrets of the world, right? So Tosfos says, ooh, Ha'uskim, Rose, Shalom, Hainu, Dinin, Nefashos, Avalot, Dinin, Mamanos, Vahadamar Shazar, Vinz, Yain, Al Yorat. Hi, new Torah, just remember. So Tosfos says, right, what things are usher under the formal rule of when you're drunk, you can't paskin? Two things: Isra had there, and death penalty. Right, the davar right, rosh sholam. Right, why? Because those are both things which are. Yeah, right. Isra had there is like, you know, spiritual ritual law. Right. Death penalty is
serious.
Serious, right? That's
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Is he talking about something that would, in theory, have you be high, like in the Beit Hashem, or like not like actual death penalty, but things or things that would.
You mean the Eser Beheter? On the Eser Beheter side?
No. When he says.
No, I think he means death penalty. He means death penalty. Like, I think.
So only intended when we have the death penalty instituted would it enable that?
I mean. No one's judging death penalties nowadays, so that part of it would not apply. Yisra Beheter still applies, man. I get your idea, Shailas, right? I got some this week. Like, you know, it's not...
In terms of the Nefashim, in terms of death penalties, what possibility is there, right? You know, the guy comes... It didn't come and say, this guy, you know...
Drisha v'chakira.
Judge does that? Or like
yes.
Yes.
Yes, we don't just say, oh, he killed. Great, let's take him out to be killed. No. Drisha v'chakira, we try with all our might to get him off. Right? V'yitzilu ha'eda. Right? Come on, people have done Makos. People have done Sanhedrin. Makos of Zion says what? What did they say? Because I would have asked them, right? Yeah, right. Dilma ben Malcolm. Nekem Nakav. And the Isaac Tadel Chaminaf. And, you know, I'm sorry. Isaac Mkalkal Bishful Fered. And, you know, all these questions. Fine. Good. Now, Shulchan Aruch in Simon Zion, Choshen Mishpat, as a Yeshamrim brings the Shitav. Tosfos, thank you. Right, Shomrim Dishtuya Yai Mutare Blatun Dine Mamanos. Right, now some of the Achronim is already brought in the, right, note that there, that Bamidbar Rabba, right, weighs in on this question. Right, Belaroz Nim, Eshechar, Mishakor Razi Olam Gulun Lo Yishta Yayim Yishtake, right, if someone is dealing with these secrets, you should get drunk. Then Yishta Vishkak Machokek, Amar of Shemon Elu Divrei Torah, Mechukakim, Mikazu Mem Lo Sinaf, Yishana Din. Call Bnei Oni Amrlo Adin Nim Shalom Alchos Beis David etc. Beis David Call Hashem Dino Levoker Mishpat Tishtayay Nishan Adin Call Bnei Oni Tisked Achiyu VeChayevet Azakai Mikan Amru Diayin Shazor Aviyas the Shazor Aviyin Yayin Al Yoreh Now Yadun VeChinchakum Shazor Aviyas Yayin Al Yoreh. The Midbar Rabba has an expansion of this Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it also deals with the Dvar Ma'oz Dimber Ruza Shalolam. But what types of Yisurim does it imply? Does it include there? Also Mammon, right? Not just Yisra, also Mammon, right? So some of the Achronim point out that Tosfos' diuk may not be correct because the Ben Mibarabba, using the same pasuk, it includes everything, okay? But then the Achronim argue whether you should paskin like the Tosfos. Right, so we have, the Piskei Tshuva brings a lot of these Achronim, I just gave them to you separately, right, the Shvus Yaakov and the Nesivos, and the Bach. So what do they say? Shvus Yaakov, you saw the Shvus Yaakov? Right, what does he say? Right, he notes this Medrash, Rechem Medrash, he says the Gamini, Mamos, Al Yadon, Mishisar, Viz, Yayin, Kvalin, you know, Ra'a. Right, the Sfirle Dozo, Avigad, Achim, Mucham, Medrash, Gemara, Didon, Lasfirle, Achim, Nakat, Lashon, Al Yorev, came in the Gemara, Didon, Palak, Al Medrash, Achim, Nakin. So first of all, he suggests that Tzmachlok is probably in the Medrash. But what does he maintain? He maintained the opinion of Tosfos, but what does he maintain about the nature of the Yisr? Right, the Tosfos is fundamentally right, right, that Eve, both for the Medrash and for the Gemara, that what's the nature of the Yisr? Things which are omed in Rosh Hashanah. They happen to argue about what goes in that category, but he doesn't throw that out. He just thinks they argue, and then he paskins like Tosfos. And the Sivos paskins, right, like?
Who?
The Sivos HaMishpat. Right? Paskins like who? Well, sort of like Tosfos, except he explains it in a way that removes the Chiddush, right, that removes the fundamental explanation of Tosfos. What does he say? Deshtuye Yayin. V'dafka im shnei ksherim. Aval b'chad mumcha shasui asur. So what did Nesivos say? People saw the Nesivos? I put it on the sheet. No? Yes. So Nesivos maintains the position of Tosfos that Dinei Mamonos under certain circumstances is mutter, but he doesn't explain it the way I did. He gives a very technical explanation. And he says, what's the difference? Dinei Mamonos. How many people normally judge cases of DNA Mamonos?
Three.
Which means that if you seem to be drunk and making a mistake, what is going to happen? They are going to... Well, first of all, you can be outvoted, and they can stop you. They can correct you, right? But he thinks that the difference between DNA Mamonos and Isra Heter is not fundamental. It's purely practical, is that usually DNA Mamonos Shailas are judged by a Bezdin, and therefore you have the potential to be outvoted or corrected. By DNA Zeredja, you don't. And therefore, he said that there are certain types of DNA Mamonos cases which you will not be able to judge, which are?
The ones where there's only one person.
Exactly, if you paskin as a Yachid Mumche. Right, under certain circumstances, you're allowed to paskin as a Yachid Mumche, even by DNA Mamonos, and then it would be the exact same as Zeredja, and then you wouldn't be able to do it. Okay? Right, so the Nesivos, while he accepts Tosfos' position, actually moves in which direction? Right, is it a fundamentalist or a...
More practical.
Right, and he thinks there's a practical difference between Dinei Mamonos and Yisrael. Yeah, sure.
Isn't that a really bad reason? Because if there's a split between the two, then you are...
I didn't say it was the world's greatest svara. Right. I also wouldn't have been intuitively would not have said that we should encourage drunk people to be on a Bezdin, right? And thereby incapacitating one of three judges. I not personally would have not moved in that direction, I understand. But right, it's clear that Nesivos did move in that direction, other Achronim do move in this direction, and it's clear where they're coming from. Okay. The Bach, right, Chuvas HaBach Mem Aleph, what does he say? Shuzbach, people. Tshuva, you both get none of your shows in Yain Galayom, Gmara Yain, my time alone, Rabachabra, Hanina, Makravila, Rose, Nemi Shechar, Rose, Shalola, my stock of Nimi Gamar Kra, you Shechar, my Shikros, the Vikhadar Shal, you stock of Avgav, the Mishnah Gamar, Lay shows in Yain Galayom, Novino Shikra, La Shasu, Nami. Lo, Ainzel, Isura, the Rabban, and my name is Ivan, the Haven, the Ike, Isura, the Kabbalah, the Shikros, the Kabbalah, the Vetar, the Hechmir, Rabban, and Af, the Shasri. I told you, Cosby, Oskam, Rosh, Shalom, Hainu, Din, Nefash, Lo, Din, Mamanos. Father, Gamar, Shasu, Ayora, Hainu, Ho, Rod, Israel, Dagon, Shalom, and Yerat, I told you, Dignam, Gamar, Lash, and Raza, Shum, Ilaj, and Yishlach, Razon, Bin Afsham, Shabazum, Mavis, and Avim, Bamid Bar, Kamosh, Bezum, Persian, Kolos, and Raza, whom Mavis, we even explain to those, etc., etc., etc. Right now, he suggests that there shouldn't even be an Izzar Darabanan by you just had a little bit to drink and you're not drunk. So, what does he suggest? That the formal Izzar applies to. Right? How does he explain Tosfos? The formal Izzar applies to Izzar Heter, and therefore, even if you are Shasui not shikur. By dine mamonos, right, he assumes, kedavar pasha, that Tosfos is only being matar what? Shasui not shikur. So what is he saying? Svei dinim, right? What he's saying is, exactly, he's saying that dine mamonos, which don't have the added element, right, there's still the problem, the practical problem, if you're shikur, right, if you actually are not clear, but if you're just shasui, you had a little bit of wine, but fundamentally you're still clear, so there, the only thing that it is the parallel to mikdash iser, right, the formal iser that you're, you know, mitu av, and that only applies if you, and that applies only to, right, iser, right? Right, so the Bach basically, right, confirms this analysis in Tosfos, right, that in fact what Tosfos is doing, though he ends up creating Svei Dinim, right, he says that it's not that Tosfos is, right, there's still a distinction, right, still both of them apply, it's just that Dinei Mamonos only has one element because it's not, you know, Omdim Rosh Sha'olam, is a Reheter, is, and therefore one of them is Asur even Mishasur, the other only Bishikor. Okay? So, to summarize what we have until now. So, there are two Bein Gemaras, and each of them point in a different direction. We have the Gemara in Eruvin, which puts the Isser of Paskin drunk in the context of all the other things you can't do when you're drunk because you don't think straight. And if you just read that Gemara, you'd assume that it's just a practical halacha. In fact, you find a lot of the practical din in there. Right? That, if you drink wine and you walk and you wear and it wears off, so then it's less of a problem. If you slept, it's less of a problem. If you have weaker wine, it's less of a problem. Etc., etc., etc. And that's where you find the distinctions between Shasu and Shikur and Shakur, Shikur and Shikur, so Shalok. The Gemara and Krisos, you have the... Let me just get my thought out, right? You have the context of Mikdash. By Mikdash, there seems to be more of a formal Isser. Haraya, it's Usser even...
A little bit,
right? That at least is Usser Mida Araisa. Bazhar, even if not Chayiv Misa. In addition, you distinguish between Yayin and Shar Meshakrin, right, which is something that you wouldn't do if it was purely a practical halacha. The question is, are you or are you not drunk? Then the question is Psak. Right, so Psak is brought up in that context, but is it just an Asmachla or is it actually part of it? So the Rambam and the Chinuch both think that fundamentally the Isser of Paskening drunk stems from the Gemara in Krisos, that it's because it's this formal halacha that it's a davar mituav. By the way, the Rambam says the same thing, right? When he actually describes going to the mikdash, right? That's the lashon he uses, that you're mituav, you're a menuval. The Mishnah Berurah and the Birkei Yosef by Tfila, right, have similar formulations also, right? You shouldn't daven. The reason you shouldn't daven if you have anything to drink, even if you're clear-minded, is because it's a davar mituav. If you're totally drunk, obviously it's aser, right? So I'm not going to go into all the sugyas, but if you're all the sugyas Gemara in Eruvin, you can ask the same question, right? Davening, right? Is that a formal halacha or is it parallel to avoda? Or the Achronim have diunim but nisias kapayim, right? To what extent is it parallel to avoda? Right? All those things that you should keep in mind, obviously, are going to be affected by these issues. But the Gemara in Krisos is talking fundamentally about a more formal iser. And the question is, where does Psak fall? So Tosfos clearly holds that on a Daraisa level, Psak is formal, it's a quasi-avoda. And that's why he thinks that the Isser Daraisa is Bayayin, everything else is only Dirabanan, right? Because Dirabanan, there's a practical halacha that you can't possibly need drunk, that's obvious. But the formal halacha is only Bayayin, just like by avoda. Right? Tosfos, who suggests that the fundamental Isser is only by Isser Heter or by Dine Nefashos, also thinks that it's a formal halacha is not just about thinking clearly. In the way the Bach explains him, right, he really thinks there's Svei Dinim, right? Dinei Mamonos, which is not holy, right? It's just, you're just adjudicating practical halacha. So there, you can't not be thinking clearly. If you're actually shikur, you can't pass. And if you're just shasui, all you have is the formal halacha. So then, it's mutter, right? The Nesivos, right, takes all the bite out of Tosfos and says that it's purely practical, right? That it's really tells us a practical position. He thinks everything is practical. There's a difference with Dinei Mamonos. And is there a hat there that by Dinei Mamonos you paskin normally with three, by Dinei Mamonos you don't. And therefore, if it were a case of is there a hat there, Dinei Mamonos, you paskin with one, it would also be Usher. So that's what we saw Ad Kan. Yair.
You answered.
Okay. Fine. A few more points. So these are, I think, the two basic explanations that are given in the sugya. But it seems to me that there's actually a third position in the sugya, and that comes from the Ramah. Because the Ramah, right, Shulchan Aruch puts it in Hilchos Dayanos, the Ramah puts it in what context? Right, where do you find the Isser for the Ramah? Yeah, and Simon Reish Mem Bet. What is Simon Reish Mem Bet about? Josh, what's it about? Exactly, it's about Kavod HaRav. And you have a whole bunch of halachos there that relate to Kavod HaRav. Now, right, what is included halachically in the halachos of Kavod HaRav? Right, what's there? So some of them you would expect, right? For example, Sif Aleph is, Chayav Adam Bechvod Rabo V'Yerotzer Yotzer Mishal Aviv. You should honor your Rebbeim, that's Halach Aleph. Halach Bet is, Kol HaCholik Al Rabo K'Cholik Al HaShechina. Halach Gimel is, now, right, so that's the first two halachos, which are generic, like you'd have respect for your Rebbeim. Now, what is the extension of it? What's Halach Gimel and Dalet and Hey and Vav and Zion are? It's very specific. It's not just Stam, like you should respect your Rebbeim, but rules about the people read Simon Reish Mem Bet are about cases in which you're inhibited from poskening. Not because you're not qualified to poskin, but because it's Lifnei Rabo. Halacha Gimel, Yizu Cholik Al Rabo. Kosher Kovei Alo Medrash V'Yoshe V'Doreish U'Malamish Lo Bershus Rabo. Right, if you set up a base medrash, and the only problem is shalom b'shus rabo halacha dalid asr laadam lahoros lefnei rabo laolam, you're never allowed to paskin in front of your rebbe. And this is even if you're higil lahorah, you can't paskin in front of your rebbe. And halacha sif hey ain tamad yachol lismoch achem makom rabo. Even if you're someone capable of giving smicha, you can't give smicha where your rebbe is. And then toke day this simin. Right, the Rama says, right, Shulchan Aruch starts, Talmud Shalom Gila, Rau, Moreh, Hareza Shote, Virasha, Vigas Ruach, Velav Namaki, Ram Chalal Mipila. The Talmidim Akhtanim Akhoftim Lahoros Leisha Barosh, students who jump to Paskin, Leskadal Fnei Amaris to get kavod, Marbim Machlokes, Machrivim, Olam, Mechabin, Nira Shal Torah. And in that context, he says, "V'yizar kol adam shlo yoreh kishu shasu yain oshar dvarim ameshakrim afilu v'davar pashut imlo shudavar barul b'poskim v'zil kari beravu." That you shouldn't paskin. You should make sure not to paskin when you're drunk or you've had anything which is alcoholic, even something is obvious, unless it's actually mivur b'poskim and zil kari berav. So my guess is that the Rama actually took a middle position, or a different position, and he said, fundamentally, why can't you paskin drunk? Not just because you need clarity of thought, and not because, right, bikaron, it's parallel to the mikdash, it's some formal halacha, right, that you can't be associated with wine. There is something supernal involved, but it's not a quasi-mikdash act. What is it?
It's kavod
HaTorah, right? Just like by mikdash, what's the reason you can't go into the mikdash when you're drunk or even associated with wine? Because it's a makom that requires zira. What is the Rama saying about the nature of psak? Right, the context of Simon Reish Mem Bet is telling you that psak is more than a practical thing, and it's more than just that. It's fundamentally, right, holy. It's not just it's fundamentally holy. Built into the nature of psak is a series of rules that encourage what? Respect for the system of Torah. And just like, even if you're qualified to paskin, it's just pasnished for you to paskin when your Rebbe's there. And even if you're qualified to paskin, you can't give smicha when your Rebbe's there. If you have had alcohol, and if you are not, if you're associated with something like alcohol right now, to say that now is the time you can paskin is just a slap in the face to the nature of the halachic system. And I think the Rama, right, it's a, you know, a twist on the second possibility. I think it's that it's a davar kadosh, right? It's not that he thinks that it's parallel to avodah, the way the Rambam seems to. I think it is that it's a level of respect that just like by the mikdash, you can't be associated with when you go in, but it's not that aspect of the mikdash. What is it? I think he's saying that just like there are a lot of halachos that you have to respect the system, it's more, you have to realize it's not just about being qualified, but that you need respect for the system, and that's why you have to respect the Masori, respect the people who transmitted the Torah to you. So too, to even be associated with that, with those things, right, that are just more base when you're involved in Pesach, it's just a bizayon to the Torah. So I think that's a formulation, like an alternate sort of formulation on the second possibility. Okay? So that is, I think, the three ways of taking the sugya. One last point, which is the point that Rama here brought up, which comes up in Rosh Hashanah Aruch, comes up in the Gemara and Krisos, is the exception to this rule is, right, what things can you, quote unquote, paskin?
Obvious.
What?
Obvious.
So, there's something which is called Zil Kari Beirav, but I didn't give this to you, but there's a machlokish, the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah says, what is Zil Kari Beirav? Davar HaMavor Be? No, Ramah says, Davar Mefurash Be? Poskim. The Shach says, Davar Mefurash Be? Psukim. Right? They're not sure which one it is, right? You can see how that mistake would have happened. Psukim and Poskim, right? They're all working on an earlier Rishonim, and the question of what's the text. You can see how that mistake would be made, right? Psukim or Poskim. What's the point, right? Why is the Davar Mefurash Be Poskim or Be Psukim? Right? Why would it be Mutter? Right, even if you're drunk. So one reason is to say it's not psak at all. The other reason would be to say
it's clear.
Right? So some of the achronim have suggested that the machlokes, the Ramah and Shach, right, also relates to our question. Right? If it's clear that the Gemara in general thinks that something which is mefurish bipsukim is not qualified as a psak. Hence the Warren Hurrios, which says that if a Bezdin would paskin about something which is Mefurish B'Psukim, you couldn't bring a Parallel Davar Shel Tzibur because it's if no Psak even happened. So, right, if you think that that even if something is clear, you can't paskin when you're drunk, what you need is that it shouldn't be qualified as a Psak at all. So which side are you weighing in on? What? The formal side, right? You're saying it's right, something formal, but it's kadosh, it's related to the, right, so they claim that perhaps that's where the Shach got it from, that if there's an element of kedusha, it's a formal, totally formal halacha, so then the only thing that won't apply is damar mefurish be psukim, that it's actually not a psak. If you think that the halacha is somewhat practical, right, so then is it important whether it's qualified as a psak, or it's important if
it's clear.
If you're going to get it right. Right? So they say, Davar Mefurish, not Bipsukim, but Biposkim, as long as it's clear, and I can point to it, Befer Sith, in Shulchan Aruch, and none of the Acharon are Cholik, so there's no chance we're going to make a mistake, so it's Mutter. The way I understand the Ramah, right, you could also justify it. Because if I'm right, the Ramah is saying that the reason that it's wrong to Paskim when you're associated with alcohol is because it's a slap in the face of the Lachic system, right? The question here is not whether it's a psak. The real question is whether it's an independent psak, right? Whether you are the one asserting your psak, right? Meaning, yes, why it's about slapping, right? Giving a slap in the face of the halakhic system. But when would it be a slap in the face of the halakhic system if you are paskining? If something is technically qualified as a psak, right? Because it's not mefurish b'psukim. But I'm not paskining. I'm just pointing to the Mishnah Berurah. So it may technically be a psak, but I'm not poskening, I'm just acting as maramakom. Right? I'm not asserting my own authority. And if you think about the whole context of the siman, what is the Ramah say, right? What's all the siman about? Not just about being qualified, it's about when is it proper to assert your own authority in the halakhic system. But if it's mefurish b'poskim, even if it's qualified as a psak, you're not asserting your own authority. So you could actually come up with a middle position, right, which would fit the Ramah, that even though it's technically at some level qualified as a psak, it's really tzion makom, and since I'm relying on other people's authority, it wouldn't violate it. Okay, so to summarize, and we'll be finished. Oh, and look, less than an hour and a quarter. There we go. Right, so two main positions which are brought up, which if you standardly learn the sugya, are either it's purely practical, following the sort of direction of the Gemara Erevin, thinking that there's a formal kedusha element to it, that it's quasi-mikdash-esque, right, based on the Gemara Krisos, the Rambam of the Chinuch, right, Nafkaminas, Dine Mamonos, that we saw that some of the Achornim push away from it, and they explain the Dine Mamonos distinction practically, or the Midver Rabba, who thinks that Dine Mamonos is also a Devar Kadosh, is Raze Olam. Nafkaminas, what if you have weaker wine, right? Is it possible, like Tosos, that there's a different level of Isser between wine and other Mishakrim, or does that not make sense because it's all practical? Right? Then the third possibility that I suggest in the Ramah, that it's not really about either, it is fundamental, but it's not fundamental in the sense that it's a davar kadosh quasi-mikdash, but rather, just like there are a series of halachos, that you have to show respect to your rebbeim, so, or you have to show respect to the system, so too, you shouldn't, right, be, have, you know, enough kalas rosh to say, look, I had a little bit of alcohol, and now I'm going to paskin. The last question we dealt with is, okay, what about something, right, when is it going to be mutter? So is it something which is not qualified as a psak at all? Meaning it's mefurish psukim, right? That definitely works with the formal approach. Many of the Acharim say that the Ramah's position is based on a practical suggestion that it's mefurish but poskim, right? That, look, if it's about not being of clear mind, so as long as I can point to a Mishnah Berurah, it's not a problem, I suggest the way I understand the Ramah, we have a different way of explaining that nafka mina and saying, look, he thinks the fundamental problem is that it's not about poskim per se, but it's asserting your authority when you're not qualified to, and as long as it's mefurish but poskim, even if it's at some level a psak, even though it's not fully a psak, since you're relying on other people's authority, right, that's not the same level as slapping a face to the halachic system.